Blog Talk Radio.
Blossom or Tossom. Blossom or Tossom.
Good afternoon and welcome to another segment of Keeping It Real, Blossom or Tossom. Today is Hip Hop Tuesday. For those of you that aren't aware, what we do is we play three tracks and give you the opportunity to go over to www.flavornews.com and hit the Flossom or Tossom page. This is when you, the listener, have to say whether you think the track is good and it should be flossed and continue on our radio show, or if you think the track is boo-boo and it should be tossed and not played any longer. I'm thinking about adding another category starting in October, maybe something called potential. I don't know. We'll just see. I'm going to do something today that I haven't done in a while. I used to have someone come on the show and kind of give their opinions and thought about the tracks that are being played. So I do have a special guest that's going to come on today. Let me click and bring him in. This is Raynell from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, who is a music producer and songwriter. And I kind of think you might have a bit of a feel on, you know, giving a good critique on the music that I'm going to play today. What do you think right now?
Yeah, Flavor, how you doing? Yeah, I've been doing music for quite some time right now. So, yeah, I can give you what you need to let you know what's going on with the music and what do I hear from a producer's standpoint and even from a songwriter's standpoint. So we can go ahead and get into the show and see what they're coming with and what's going on.
Okay. So let's see. Now, Raynell, I don't know if you're aware. I don't give the name of the artist out, and I don't give the name of the tracks. There are points when sometimes an artist's name is mentioned in the track, and okay, I can't, you know, I can't do nothing about that. But
right.
As far as what we do, you know, on Flossom or Tossom, I don't mention the name of the artist or the track that's being played. So
right.
Let me jump into the first track, and then you can give me your feedback.
All right, let's go.
Why are you always so mad? You must ain't got no man because you don't never smile. Dude.
What do you want from me?
Right. Think you kind of fly. Shit. You can start with your phone number.
Let's cut the bullshit, okay? Now what do you really, really want from me?
Welcome to the track meet, this is how I run. Smile, just a little, have fun. Don't worry about a thing, cause you're chilling with the one. You know, they say patience is a virtue. Come a little close, girl, I promise not to hurt you. I just wanna share a few words, or maybe I can get a little sample. I'm talking about crucio love. If not, I settle for a handful. Maybe I'm too aggressive, or it's just that niggas ain't impressive. So it got me sounding all suggestive. I swear that this making shit hard. I see now why most people guard. So what do you meet at first like a fraud? I put my cards on the table. Face up, you can see the hand I'm playing. I'm not trying to put pressure on you, but one question, baby, are you staying?
Baby, I'm the one for you and you're the one for me, girl.
Probably brand minute made. I ain't no minute man. Allow me to demonstrate. Nah, I don't mean that. You saying
I'm a fresh squeeze. Now open up your chest, please. Either I'm bad at this or I'm good with my mouth. Hey, I got a stick. We could build a house, Miss Piggy. For sure, I let you blow it over. See, I'm just trying to get to know you. Miss out to eat lunch date. Got a job, that's great. Need a man, got a band. Damn, my mistake. Should I keep moving or continue pursuing? Aaliyah said persistence is a shoe-in. She's trying to get a shoe-in. Maybe take your shoes off. Enjoy how you moving. Thought I could get a move off. I see how you doing. See you blowing dudes off. If you working in what time you do all.
Baby, I'm the one for you and you're the one for me, girl. And it's obvious to see so.
Open your eyes,
girl. I might not see you later. If you don't see now, I might not see you later. Oh.
Blossom or Blossom. Blossom or Blossom.
Track one. So, what's your thoughts on that one right now?
It was pretty good. The track, as far as the music goes, it was, you know, simple yet effective. You know, it had my head nodding, and that's pretty much what you're looking for. It was, you know, there weren't many sounds used in the track as far as like instruments or whatever, but it was basically just looped over and over. But like I said, it worked for some reason. It was pretty simple, but it worked. The chorus. The guy singing and everything like that was it was well structured and sounds okay. So the flow of the first rapper, it fit. And the second guy who came on rap the second verse, he had a different flow than the first guy, but it was okay too. It was very reminiscent of, like, you know, East Coast hip hop, where you pretty much just hanging around and on the stoop or something, just listening to some stuff while you getting. Hanging with your boys or whatever, you know, not head nodding type music. That's what I call it, head nodding type music. So, yeah.
Head nodding type music. Okay.
Yeah, head nodding. So, I think I would floss it off. Maybe that could go into the potential category once we implement that later on. But, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Are you ready to hear track two?
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Let's get into track two.
New year, better team, it's our time. My flow starts in yours. Sideline. It's too easy. Where the hell is the competition? I can't find them. Competitors are non-existent. Beginners were spitting. I score an assistant. You sit on them benches and never get mentioned. Adam Morrison. Yeah, that boy be going in. Slow through the net, so yeah, that boy be going in. Kobe with the freaking pen. I'm working on another title. Play for the team and then buy it. Michael. LeBron with it, cause I never really need a coach. Rookie year, I'm doing things that you ain't never seen before. Still they talk a lot of bull. I call that the Derrick Rose. Still it's too easy for me. Free throw. I told y'all it's too easy, boy. The crossover shake them up like a Polaroid. Got the crowd like you would up, soldier boy. Listen, I told y'all it's too easy, boy. It's too easy, I done told you, boy. The crossover shake them up like a Polaroid. Got the fans like you would up, soldier boy. I told y'all it's too easy, boy. Let the crowd get wild, I still playing my best. Jump on your tallest man and read on my chest. I fly fly like Dwight. Superman takes flight. When I'm done, the whole team gon' need new Nike. Yikes. I'm an animal, but I ain't a mascot. 3 seconds left. Who you think taking the last shot? 3. This when most people get nervous. 2. Easy, I do it on purpose. 1 is done, and 3 point was perfect. I've been working all year, so I know I deserve it. In the gym every day, it was so James worth it. So when you give me the rock, the other teams get nervous. Cause I deliver, not no pizza, man, I'm talking Carmelone. If you think you big, I kinda get my Vince Carter on. Jumping over competition, can you say Nate Robinson? Hottest in the city, why the hell would I be modest, huh? I told y'all it's too easy, boy. The crossover shake them up like a Polaroid. Got the crowd like you and I'm soldier boy. Listen, I told y'all it's too easy, boy. It's too easy, I done told you, boy. The crossover shake them up like a Polaroid. Got the fans like you and I'm soldier boy. I told y'all it's too easy, boy.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Blossom or Tossom. Blossom or Tossom.
What are your thoughts on track 2 right now?
Well, Flavor, first of all, I'm gonna start with the track, with the beat. It was kind of like a Kanye West type thing going to it. It had a little Kanye West feel to it, but not nearly as complex as Kanye would do it. But it's, you know, it still had that feeling to it. Now the rapper, his flow was pretty basic, but I mean the lyrics was pretty much okay for what he was trying to, you know, come across as saying or whatever. The song was like this type of pump up, like I'm hard type of song going on. So it wasn't nothing, he wasn't saying anything that was going to make somebody think or go wow or nothing like that. So the chorus could have used a little bit of work. But overall, for what he was trying to do, I'd say he pretty much did okay. You know, it was okay. It was okay. I'm on the fence with that one.
So is that a flossom or a tossom in your opinion?
Okay, well, that's a tossom. I toss that one.
Okay. All right, so are you ready for track 3 then?
All right, I'm ready for that one. Come on.
Okay.
What it is, partner?
About to put a chopper, Hollywood, it is, partner. About to put a chopper, Hollywood, it is, partner. This is how I like to get down and make the song tight and light like a blade. Put your boys on fire like a live wire. Rage to take the game high worldwide. Just spitting these flows to stay denied. Bonafide plus official and I'm still on the grind. My time, homeboy, make it happen, that's real. Stay focused and show these chumps I'm the real deal. I murder any beat like a sniper on the roof. I'm in pain like a puke every time I'm in the booth. I'm the truth. Or you can just call me a vet or a king. Regardless, I'ma get my respect. I'm the greatest, so bow down and give me my props. All of a sudden, a lot of haters all on my job. Cause when I die, your voice is going straight to heaven. For putting it down on every block and being a street legend. Street legend. About to put a chopper, Hollywood, it is, partner. About to put a chopper, Hollywood, it is, partner.
Street legend.
Carolina's, you can hear my name nonstop. Ride and run, I'm that dude that's giving mad love. Cause my flow is unique and so tight, just like his glove. History is so deep, real swindles will drown. Old school, something fresh with a real pure sound. Industry in the game is really waking on me. Trading hood, real gutter, putting it down like a G. I'm certified, a stamp approval for that heat. Got lyrics, I got lyrics, so homie don't even sleep. All you washed up dudes who claiming they in the hood. I see y'all frontin', but it's still all good. I linked up with my homie from the Vegas, Big Hop. White boy with mad skill, he droppin' like it hot. So when he died, you know he going straight to heaven. Run and run, and Big Hop on the 5 feet legend. Legend.
Lots of wood chopper, Hollywood, it is a partner. Lots of wood chopper, Hollywood, it is a partner. Legend.
It is, I'm from the city, but I know the country. To all my uncles and my nieces and my favorite aunties, even my cousins who ain't never really making money. You need some pray. Guess I'll see you Sunday. About to get my back home to the studio with a big jar of dro. Went from jokes on me, that's a heat legend, to all smokes on me, that's a street legend. Get it through your ever shrinking cranium. My big ball like LeBron's in the stadium. I shoot hoops like my pops is still schooling me. Imitating Walter Davis, pulling threes. You don't know about that. I just been in a fight, but you don't know about scraps. We train with our swords so our blades get sharper. That being said, what it is, partner?
What it is, partner? What it is, partner?
Blossom or Blossom. Blossom or Blossom.
Here on Keeping It Real, Flossom or Tossum. So, Raynell, what are your thoughts on the last track I played?
Well, I'm going to keep it kind of short and simple on this one, but that track would definitely bump where I'm from, you know, down south. That was straight up street right there. Had a little DJ, DJ's crew sample going through it and everything, so the track was bumping as far as, you know, down south music. But the guy who rapped the first and second verse, no. He just shouldn't have even been on there. He, like, brought the song down. And the guy who rapped the third verse, he almost saved the song because he was real nice or whatever. If he would have rapped the whole song, I would have definitely said, floss that one. But your boy brought it down, so you got to toss that. He messed the whole song up. So, toss him.
Uh-oh. So just out of curiosity, I did play three tracks from different regions of the United States. So tell me this, can you tell a difference from coast to coast or different parts of the states in the style of rap? Is there something that significantly stands out region-wise?
Yeah, you really can. I mean, lyrically and musically, you can tell, like, I can tell anyway, like, where the song is, what region the song is coming from. Like, I knew immediately that third song was coming from down south. The first song, I straight up heard East Coast, you know, as far as the way, you know, he was rapping and the way the track was going and everything. And the second song, you know, it was kind of like in between, you know, kind of commercial-like, you know. So yeah, I can tell the guys basically coming like East Coast or whatever, they're gonna have a different rap flow and different subject content, you know, down south. You know, we pretty much talking about flossing, like you say, you know, with the cars and the girls and the money and stuff like that. That's the southern reason. But that music down south and the southern reason is going to be more instrumental as far as like having not necessarily real instrument, but real instrument sounds like the horns and the strings, the guitars. It's going to be more musical. The track is going to be more musical from the south than it is from other regions. You know, listen to Rick Ross. Rick Ross has like some of the greatest, you know, rap tracks, you know, ever produced, and it's very musical. You can see a real band backing up Rick Ross. Like when he's in concert, he can actually use a band. But then you go with Kanye, you know, he coming with the samples and instruments. He's mixing them up, and he's like on a different level with his. So, yeah, I can tell by music and lyrical content where the song is coming from.
Okay. Well, we've come to the end of another segment of Keeping It Real, Flossom or Tossom. Today was Hip Hop Tuesday. I had a special guest in the studio with me today, Raynell from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, who is a music producer and songwriter. And I think, you know, it might be fun from time to time to have a special guest come in and just share their honest opinions of what they think about the tracks that we're playing. So, Raynell, do you remember what the three tracks sound like and what your opinions are, whether they should be flossed or tossed?
Yeah, I remember the first one. That one was flossed. The second one was the potential one, and I'm gonna change that one. I'm gonna actually floss that one too, since the last one is gonna be tossed. So first and second flossed, last tossed.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your opinion. I appreciate you taking time out of your busy day to come hang out with me today on Keeping It Real, Flossom or Tossom. So this is your time, listeners. This is when you have a say. Head over to www.flavanews.com, hit that Flossom or Tossom page, and let us know what your thoughts are on tracks 1, 2, or 3. You heard what Raynell had to say? Now it's your turn to place your votes. Stay tuned. Come back on Thursday. We'll be doing Keeping It Real, Flossom or Tossom random picks. And that's when I'll be picking a variety of tracks from possibly hip-hop again to, you know, spoken word, pop, R&B, soul, you know, whatever. It'll be a random pot that day. Take care. God bless. And see you Thursday. Thank you so much, Raynell.
Thank you, Flavo. I'm glad you had me.
Alrighty. Bye-bye.